If you got the car started, you're a dead man. A rat a tat 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 tooie. A rat a tat 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 tooie. A rat a tat tat. A rat a tat tat tooie.
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too, but you know, I'm really wired. What do you say I take you home and eat your pussy?
Ooh, baby.
Hell yeah!
You're gonna get it, bitch!
Everybody knows, they know.
Tonight. I got a co-host, ugh. Right?
Uh-huh.
Josh Berwanger.
Berwanger.
Oh, Wanger. He's going to join me for the night. Fuck, hang on. Sorry, I messed up. That's you going to stay?
I might stay the night.
Okay.
Sorry.
So we're just going to play some tunes we like, right?
I guess.
What do you want to hear next? The first song was Kid of Band, Everybody Knows. What do you want to play?
This band called The Shambles. And I just wanted to say you had a really good idea of broadcasting live from the Rock Cafe. This place is cool, Matt. It was a good idea.
What do you think about it?
It's a really cool place.
Yeah, we have a good time around here. It's gonna be the longest night of both of our lives, bit.
Girlfriend, so how could I get to know you?
detected that, so if you're not Adam Knows, I'm trying to be Adam Knows, not be your friend or foe. At least I'm not mad at them, there's two teeth on go.
Hey.
Oh God.
Okay. What'd you start this set off with?
Well, what, didn't you start the set off?
No, you did.
Oh, the Shambles called "Hello Baby."
It was good.
It wasn't bad.
And then I played a Teen Idol song called "Test Tube Teens." We were saying how we miss bands like that.
We sure do.
Mid to late '90s pop punk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. There's not a lot of that. Who, besides the Mean Jeans, I think they're one of the few people who do it good.
Yeah. I know. And the band, like, I like that new Dan Vapid and the Chiefs. Oh, I said that 8 times on this stupid show.
You sure like them, don't you?
Shh.
Hey, you know, Halloween's coming up.
Yeah.
Are you going to be Austin Powers again?
Thinking, I want something fresh and funny. I'm thinking Borat.
Bye. j'ai vu une gare. Si un jour la vie nous sépare, ou que ton cœur change de route, moi j'aurai le mien en déroute. Il restera cet air-là, à jamais au fond de moi, car pour toujours cet air-là.
That was all French, huh? That was wild. Wasn't it?
Hey, you wrote the French call, Les Incompetents.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I learned it from Home Alone. Like half the rest of everything else I know.
Hey, no Home Alone.
Turn that Starship
Commander.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I just thought we should play that.
Oh, it was cool.
He seemed like a good guy. What? So what did you just play?
Well, you picked the... Oh, no, I picked the first song. Teenage Glue Sniffer, Queers, cover by Le Volume something. I don't speak France. Your turn.
Then I played this band called the Teen Cats. They're kind of a rockabilly band from the 80s. They put out a 45 and a 10-inch. And I have no idea also what the song... what it's called, really.
Have it written down?
Well, I deleted it.
Oh, cool.
Hey, no hablo inglés.
Yeah, right, huh?
Ugh.
And then, that last song we thought we'd play together, right?
I guess. I wonder how many times, like, you can count. This could be like a drinking blog or a podcast where, every time we go, ugh. You take a drink of like...
Zima. Hey, let's just say there'd be a lot of wasted frat guys tonight. Good cover of one of your songs.
It really puts our song to shame. I feel like we need to go back and cover that version.
Yes, sweet Marie. what's going on with your stuff lately?
Not too much. I have a new record and it's getting mixed right now. And it was going to come out this year, but now I think it's going to end up coming out sometime in March of next year.
What about that split 7-inch thing?
Oh, yeah, and then TK Webb and I have a split 7-inch coming out. Hopefully it'll be done by the end of November.
We should play that song later in this episode.
Okay, we'll play one of the songs.
Want to?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's called Fuck the Police.
Excuse me?
It's
what do you want to play next?
Let's do this song, Jeff Hill, called Something Wrong With My Baby.
Okay. Why not, right?
Jesus.
Yes, it's going. Let's get this over with.
That's the name of my new record.
Let's get this over with?
No.
It's going?
No.
What?
Back to the frat. Do you really have a big following of frat guys?
Yes! I told you this.
Like, what
hey, frat? KU, K-State, Emporius, I don't know. Nobody listens to this shit, are you kidding me?
I know.
Except my mom.
Does she?
No.
Does she even know you have this?
No, she doesn't know what a podcast is. Does your mom?
I don't know what a podcast is, I called it a blog.
A blogcast.
Remember in the, like, when we lived in Lawrence a long time ago, mm-hmm. and you had all those nicknames for yourself?
Uh-huh.
What were some of them you tried to have?
Man, I don't know if I remember.
Knuckles?
Yeah.
Candyman?
Uh-huh.
And then for a while you tried
Mr. Laser?
Laser, and then you tried Mr. Bigglesworth for a long time. You were like, dude, it'd be so cool.
That's a lie.
All right, what did we just play?
I don't know. You picked the first song. I've never heard it before.
It's just the Jeff Hill Band.
What was the song called, baby?
Something Wrong With My Baby.
Baby?
Why not, baby?
Work of Art was the second song. Dan Vapid and the Cheats.
And then we did Mean Jane's Life on Mars.
Yep. So what do you want to play next?
I don't know.
Like, what kind of music?
Maybe, like, we can do some...
You want to do some adult contemporary?
What about, like, SR?
Oh, Sugar Ray?
You know how you, like, abbreviate everything?
Yeah, well...
Let me see. I'll test you for a few and see if you, like, are really good at it.
Okay.
Still.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I remember, like, back in the day, you used to be like, yep, I'm going to see Neil. And I was like, okay, he's going to see Vince Neil. And then, like, you'd be like, I'm going to see the Rokes. And I'd be like, okay, cool.
Who was the Rokes?
The Strokes.
Oh, the...
You used to always say that.
Uh-huh.
All right, ready?
I did.
Okay, CTD.
Crash Test Dummies.
SD.
Spin Doctors.
HATB.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
TLC.
TLC.
Shit. H.
Hinder.
Dang, you are pretty good at this.
Yeah.
All right, one more. H.
Oh, Hoobastank.
Damn.
Hey, up here, why not, huh?
Cruising, now we're still cruising. When the Already knows it, cause she's fingering his hair and she's biting his toes. She's wheeling plumb down, and in her eyes she shows us, hey, what's the hurry? Let's drive more slow. Moisture drips from her edible lips, and as he looks into her eyes, he is quick to realize that he better pull over before he gets too dumb. Cause if he really wants her, now the time is why. Freeway, riding down the freeway, cruising, now you're really cruising. When the plums take effect, yes, the plums. Suddenly she's her mind. She's no longer a nervous wreck. Now her nerves are blind. She's fine. She's plumb dumb. Plumb dumb. Plummet, 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 plummet. Yeah.
No, I fucking hate her. Oh.
We're watching Friday the 13th, by the way.
Part 7. It's really good. Eight's the worst one.
New York.
Eight's horrible.
But remember when they're filming the video? The heavy metal video?
Yeah.
What did we play?
The first song, we played three songs from our high school years, which That's was right. fun. Yeah. First song, Crack Babies, Iconoclast.
One of the
Adam Howard Dubinsky on the bass.
Yeah, one of the greatest bands most people will never know of.
I know.
And then I played Plum Dumb by the Dead Milkmen. And
Dead Milkmen?
Why didn't you go to that show?
I wasn't allowed to.
What year was that?
93?
Yeah, that was the first concert I ever went to.
Yeah, like, I wasn't allowed to go.
It was Possum Dixon opening up for the Dead Milkmen at the Bottleneck.
How'd you get in?
I don't know. I think it
might I don't think they cared back then, like, as much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Did you go with your dad or just go by yourself?
I went with a friend.
Who was your friend? You didn't have any friends.
That's true.
Besides me and Nelkin.
Were you guys really my friends, though?
No.
How long? Still aren't, really. How long have we known each other?
I don't know. A long time.
When did we meet? We met like...
It was when our dads both worked in Chicago, so it was like 1983 or 1984 or something.
And that was a good year, baby.
Not really. And then you moved here before I did, and then we became friends again later on.
The first time I took you, like, hung out with you, what happened?
Yeah, it didn't go so well. You took me to a Chiefs game, and I didn't like you. And then we didn't hang out again for, like, 3 years.
What did I do?
Yo, you kept talking about... You're like, my girlfriend could be in that seat right now. but you're here. And I was like, this is awesome.
But not much has changed. It's like, right now, at the Rock Cafe,
I know.
It's like, my girlfriend could be where you are.
I wish he was. I wish... And then the last song was Lamar Vannoy by Bouncing Souls. That song came out right at the right at the beginning of our senior year. Yep.
How many senior years did you have?
I had 3. Bitch.
I wanted you, oh man. I was so lonely and so blue. That's what love, that's what love really made me do. And darling, oh, they keep saying that our love won't grow now. But honey, I wanna tell them, and I just wanna show them, how in the world do they know me? For as long as you've been in love with me now, I know our love will grow wider and so deeper than any ever seen.
is this thing over yet?
Yeah, no, not yet, but get close to the microphone so we can get it over with.
Oh, cool.
No, you started that.
Oh, yeah. I played a Syl Johnson song, Any Way the Wind Blows. That's, there's a numero little thing they did, Numero Records. They put a bunch of his songs out.
I know, it just sounded
funny. They didn't put that song on it, and that's one of my favorite songs of his. But you were just telling me that he's the father of Ocho Cinco Johnson.
I think so.
Ocho Cinco Johnson?
Yes.
That's pretty crazy, actually.
I know, it's weird.
Are you still a big Ocho Cinco Johnson fan?
Uh-huh.
You have him on your fantasy team, right?
Yeah. Why not, huh?
Jesus. Then what'd you play?
Otis Redding, For Your Precious Love.
Jesus. And then I played a Mary Weiss song.
Who is she again? Raining Sound did that album? Or
I'm pretty
the guy?
Sure the guy from the lead singer did, or the main dude in Raining Sound, produced that record.
It sounds like it's from back in the day.
Hey, it sure does.
Okay. Well, you want to hear a Muff song?
Who are the Muffs?
Shut up, you creep. Do you want to hear a Muff song or not?
Jesus. Oh, cheese it. yes.
This is the first and last Orphan Radio with you. Oh my god. You were a fool to go under the table, and now you know you were unable to pretend your royal role. And now look what it's done to you. And when you find that you're getting attention, and you think that you're having all the fun, but soon you'll realize you're living in a fantasy. So now you're all alone, and you don't really like the way you win awards, and now you're living in agony. First song was The Muffs, Agony.
Uh-huh.
And then, I already forgot what the second song
Screeching
was.
Screeching Weasel.
Yes.
Supermarket Fantasy.
Yes. And then third song was The Nobodies with Joe Queer and vocals, Scarred by Love. So you want to play the song by TK Webb off your off your 7-inch that's coming in? Up,
yes.
Coming in?
Yeah, coming in. We have a full-length 7-inch coming out. All right. But I do have a good idea if I'm ever invited to do a podcast again.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen, but go ahead and tell me anyway.
Instead of doing it at the Hard Rock, or the Rock Cafe.
The Hard Rock.
Let's do it at the P&L.
Why not, baby?
There's a little place called Angels.
That place sounds cool. It's a rock bar.
It's a little mom pa rock bar.
Speaking of mom pa, have you seen the new mom pa Italian place or seafood place out on 119th Street in Olathe?
No, what's it called?
Red Lobster.
But back to Angels.
Okay.
They play indie rock music, Sugar Ray.
SR.
Shit.
All right. Fucking that up.
But if we do, let's talk horror movies.
Yeah, we will. We should do a whole horror movie episode and do horror movie songs from.
You should have people, you know what I mean, who are listening right now submit horror movie questions.
Yeah.
Like trivia.
If you're listening, do that.
If you right? want to. Try and stump us, which you can't.
Yeah.
Well.
Probably.
Because what's your favorite horror movie ever? Forever Evil?
No. Probably either Texas Chainsaw or Halloween.
Yeah.
The Rob Zombie remake.
Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you.
What?
Who are your top 3 crushes ever, like first crushes ever? Because I was thinking about this.
Like celebrity crushes?
Just anyone when you were like younger. Mine ended up being celebrities. Well, one of them wasn't, but she was a local celebrity in Indiana.
She was probably classy.
She was very classy.
I don't know. I mean, there were a couple girls in school when I was young, but that doesn't really matter. Celebrities. I don't know.
Like Mercedes Lane.
Yeah, she was
number one.
I still love Heather Graham.
Oh, God, me too.
Up here.
I don't think so. And then Jamie Gertz, Lost Boys.
No, I always hated her.
You did?
Yes.
Why?
She just did nothing for me. Still doesn't.
And then, well, Lost Boys, Star?
I just wasn't into her. I never liked her because I saw her in Less Than Zero.
Oh, yeah.
And she was in some other 80s stuff.
But you were kind of more into the saxophone player in Lost Boys.
He was cool.
And then I was into this girl called Mary Beth Arndt. She was a local, like, Satanist.
Woo! Really?
In Indiana, yeah.
That's actually cool.
All the parents talked about her because she went to a Catholic school and she was, like, the first one to dye her hair black and, like, wear Cure shirts and, like, Clash shirts. And I was just, like, I thought that was so cool. And one time she came up to me, like, at a football game when I was in, like, fourth grade. And someone I was with was like, "What are you up to?" And she like barely said anything. She goes, "I'm gonna go egg the school." And I had like a dollar for the concession stand, and I was like, "Buy an egg for me." And I gave it to her.
She ever talk to you again?
No.
It's kind of sad.
I thought that was like so cool.
Have you found her on the Facebook?
I was gonna look her up.
Have you heard of Facebook?
.org.
Net.
Yeah, that's what I'm on.
I can't remember crushes when I was a kid. Well, now, I liked her when I was younger, but I didn't really know her name. But Sherilyn Fenn.
Oh, God.
I mean, she's outrageous.
I know. Unbelievable.
Still. And Ione Skye.
Yeah.
Love her.
Yeah. Is she the one married to the Beastie Boy?
Yeah. She's actually coming in to do a podcast next week.
Was she in Night of the Life of Jimmy Rarden?
Yes.
That's a great movie.
She was in River's Edge, is where I first saw her.
Yeah. Speak of the devil. We're ending with what we were talking about.
We're watching
about.
Friday the 13th Part 8 right now.
And the metal video's on. It looks real metal. Garth is filming it.
That dude's obsessed with this girl, which he doesn't want to have anything to do with him. Fuck, that was right in my ear.
Here's the TK Webb song off this split 7-inch that him and I are doing. It's called Fuck the Police.
All right.
Still's the future.